Welcome back to In the Moment. I'm Lori Walsh. Negotiation skills are critical in work and professional development, but how do we build the confidence to articulate our value in order to take the next step in our careers? You can attend a free workshop on salary negotiation skills for women this Thursday. That's February 21st from 8:30 to 11:30. AM Mountain Time at the Black Hill State University Center in Rapid City. That workshop is presented by the American Association of University Women. Kathy Johnson joins us now from the Black Hill Surgical Hospital studio in SDPB's Rapid City studio for a preview. Kathy, welcome.
Well, thank you. It's good to be here.
We are also joined by Leslie Magnuson. She's one of the main presenters of the curriculum for the workshop. Leslie, welcome. Thanks for being here as well.
Thank you for having me.
All right, I want to start kind of before we get into the workshop itself. Let's talk about the American Association of University Women, because this isn't a group that everyone has heard about. Kathy, tell me a little bit about this group.
Yeah, well, it's commonly referred to as AAUW, and it's a national organization founded actually in 1881, and since that time has been a leading voice in promoting equity in education for women and girls. And there's branches and a large membership all over the country. But in South Dakota, there's five branches. And we're speaking here, the Rapid City branch. We're hosting the workshop. And it's the membership is any woman with a university 2 or 4 year degree. We do a variety of things to support the mission. And the mission really is to advance gender equity for women and girls through research, education, and advocacy. And this is one of the strategic initiatives at the national level is to close the gender pay gap, and it's toward that and that they develop this curriculum and encourage their branches out in the country to offer these workshops, and that's where we are today.
So one of the things to, in order to close a gender pay gap, is to understand that one exists. And I can't tell you how many times people will say, no, that's something that happened back in the 50s or in the 70s. Is there still a gender pay gap?
There is. And nationally, the gender pay gap is 80 cents. So women are paid 80 cents for every dollar that men are paid. In South Dakota, though, specifically, it's 78 cents. But I should also note that women of color are disproportionately penalized. And I can tell you the best to the worst ranking. The narrowest ranking are Asian women, 89 cents, Caucasian at 78, African American women, 63 cents on the dollar, Natives, 57 cents. So it is definitely not an equal situation.
Wow. All right, so tell us a little bit about the Work Smart Workshop. Leslie, do you want to start with that?
Sure. It is tomorrow. It's 3 hours from 8:30 to 11:30, as we said, at the University Center. And the first two-thirds is really classroom education, in which we talk about the gender pay gap, but more specifically, we talk about the steps that we need to take in order to learn to effectively communicate our value to our employers, whether it be getting a raise in your current job or negotiating for a new job. And then the last third will be actual role-playing, because that's just as important as understanding the tools and how to negotiate.
Kathy, when we talk about effectively communicating your value to somebody else, first you have to understand what it is, right? There's a lot of internal work that goes on as well.
Well, yes, and you know, this curriculum, you know, step one really is to develop your value statement and understand your worth in the marketplace. And I think that for, you know, historically women have been not so good at that, because it's not necessarily that we lack confidence in terms of doing our jobs, but we may lack the confidence to really be able to articulate what our value is. So there's some coaching involved here to come up with your value statement. And then once you get that, then that becomes your voice. That becomes your platform, your tool to communicate this when you're talking to your employer or potential employer. I took this curriculum online in anticipation of this workshop, and it's, even at my age, it's really quite empowering and to have that sense of learning to say out loud your value statement.
Leslie, help us figure out what are some of those first steps to sort of developing a value statement, to understanding the value that you have. How do you get people to enter into that space?
Sure. What we ask people to do, the participants, is to outline some of the skills and contributions they've made in their workplace, and then take the one that is in their mind the greatest and put the benefit and the positive results that they have contributed to make that happen. Not what the group did, but what they did. And then we have an actual format that they have them put that data into so they can talk to their employer. Here's what I did, and here is the benefit to you. It's called a value statement. And as they go into any negotiation, they should have their list of value statements, they should have them prioritized, and they should have them memorized. And it's a way for them to articulate persuasively what they have done for their employer. So that's kind of step number one.
When you look around and think about, salaries and benefits and how you're sort of being, your professional worth, are you comparing yourself to other people? Are you comparing yourself to men who are doing the same job, to people from out of state? How do you sort of put into context what, putting a price tag or putting, sort of details on some of this? Who wants to answer that question?
Yep, that's a great question. That's really the next step. And what we tell folks is you have a worth. Your worth is what employers in your market, in your zip code, are willing to pay people for your position with the comparable skills, education, whatever you bring to the job. Your worth is not what you got paid in your first job or even what you were paid in your last job. You have to conduct objective research to find out what your worth is. And so in this workshop, we tell them how to do that. There's a lot of tools out there. One of the tools we like is salary.com because it provides employer-reported data, not self-reported data. And we show them how to go to salary.com, how to search for a comparable job title, and then within that, how to find out what the salary range in their area is for that job title. Then within that range, they pick their target, what they're going to go for. Then we show them how to determine their walkaway point, the lowest salary they're willing to accept and still take the job. And finally, we show them how to negotiate for benefits, because benefits provide value and benefits are negotiable as well.
All right, so let's talk about some of the hurdles that women in particular have to overcome. And we've addressed a couple, and one is what I've noticed with people thinking that it's not really a thing. So finding out what that and we saw this in places like Hollywood where, an actor would have, a male actor would have negotiated a certain salary, and then it turned out the female actor lead, was making millions of dollars less and just didn't know it. So first, it's sort of finding out what's possible. What are some of the other challenges that women need to sort of overcome and think about this to take a step in the right direction? Kathy?
Yes, well, I think that, the kind of the big step is that they have to decide they want to, and they're not going to be content until they feel like they've achieved pay equity. And I think that's oftentimes one of the things that hold women back is that, the path of least resistance is to just accept what's offered and then move on. But you have to decide that your value is worth, the fair pay, the market value. And you can accommodate some differences, as Leslie mentioned, there's salary and then there's benefits and they can be negotiated quite differently and so on. But at the end of the negotiation, you have to feel like you are getting what you're worth. So I think it's a decision-making process that they have to embark upon.
Leslie, when is the right time to, when you're finding a new job and you're in the process of, making that connection, when is the right time to start what you would consider a negotiation over the salary?
The right time is when you've got the job offer. But that's tough because employers, we all know this, are going to try and get your salary history, what you want, what you're going for ahead of time. If at all possible, you try and deflect those questions. You try and wait until you actually have the job offer. And you can say things like, I'm really interested in this position, but I'd like to learn more about it. And once I learn more about it, the salary is negotiable. If you can't deflect those questions, what you do then is you offer the salary range that you've researched. And then certainly when you get the job offer, you're in a position that you can renegotiate. You can say, you know what, as I've learned more about this job, I'd like to talk about the salary.
Hmm. You know, if I may, Lori, I think that there's another time where this workshop training and so on could be really relevant, and that is in an existing job when you all of a sudden realize that your job has actually what you do day to day has changed. You're taking on more responsibility and have, you know, more authority, but not getting paid properly for it. And so it's really challenging your status and your pay within your existing job too. And I think this workshop goes a long way in building the confidence and the skills that somebody would need to advance in their existing position.
Hmm. Tell us how to register for it. How are people, because this is coming up pretty quickly.
Yes, it's tomorrow morning.
Yeah.
And but it's easy to register. The we're working, we've got three partners in this, and South Dakota School of Mines as a partner that's providing some in-kind donations. Black Hills State is a partner with some in-kind donations. South Dakota CEO, that's the Center for Enterprise Opportunity. It's a small business funded operation based in Black Hills State in Spearfish. And their website, that's where you need to go to register, is bshu.edu/SDCEO. And on their webpage, there's an event. You go to that event, which is this workshop, and then there's the link for registration. It's very simple. Their phone number, in case somebody wants to just call up and register, is 605-642-6435. And it's also on Facebook, and the Facebook, to search Facebook, just go to SD and then space CEO, and you'll find the event on Facebook.
And we'll put some links up on our website, too. So if you're listening in your car right now and you can't write all that down, we'll put a link up after.
And I'd like to add, if I may, is that it's free. Because we're getting these, because our branch is supporting the financial end of this, and then we're getting these other partners and their donations, we're offering this for free. So there's no charge.
And this is part of this longer conversation, and I'm thinking about women in all different, you know, young women, you know, college students, women who are working in midlife and beyond. It's free, but it's also an investment of time into your own future. In just the minute that we have remaining, Leslie, what's possible? What have you seen? Have you heard stories of people who have put this kind of, you know, the role playing and the practice and the planning have put it to use to success?
Absolutely. And both Kathy and I said, boy, we wish we had had this information when we were in our careers. Yeah. And so, yes, it is possible. And I have a history of negotiating in my former career. It is possible. You know, as Kathy said at the beginning, sometimes you just need to ask. And women don't ask. Women traditionally negotiate far less than men and are anxious about negotiating. And we'll talk about that again today. And we will explain to them, well, if you have the tools, you've done the objective research, you can get it done.
All right. It's the American Association of University Women. Kathy Johnson and Leslie Magnuson have been my guests. Both of you, thank you so much. And let's have more conversations like this in the future. We appreciate it.
Well, thank you. We appreciate your interest.